Good evening. This is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center with the latest information on Tropical Storm Fay. Fay was located just off the coast here in the vicinity, just to the north of Cape Canaveral on the Atlantic coast of Florida. Fay was drifting towards the north and had a maximum wind of 50 miles an hour. With that conditions and the size of the storm, we have tropical storm warnings out now from Fort Pierce, Florida, to Altamaha Sound up on the Georgia coast. Fay will continue moving slowly north during the evening hours, and then is expected to, during the day tomorrow, make a turn to the northwest, then west, and continue that slow motion as it moves inland over North Florida and towards the Panhandle. After that, it's expected to continue moving through the Panhandle, but there is some uncertainty. It could still move a little south of that or a little north of that, in which case we would have different conditions. By far, the main impact from Fay we're expecting is the torrential rains. Over 2 feet of rain have been reported at some locations in the vicinity of Melbourne on the Atlantic coast of Florida. An additional 6 to 12 inches of rain is expected in portions of northeast Florida this evening, and perhaps even into southern Georgia, with isolated totals to as much as 20 inches. Again, this is Bill Reed reporting on Tropical Storm Fay from the National Hurricane Center.